Flor Hassan Nahum is with us live via telephone, an amazing friend of ours and an incredible advocate for the Jewish people and the state of Israel. I've been in touch with her to let her know how incredible her appearances have been on American and international television, an amazing representative. She has a brand new initiative that some people in the diaspora could be very helpful with, which we will speak about. Also, I wanted to speak with Fleur live and in person next week, but we've made a deal, we've made an arrangement. She will take my place in Washington, D.C., and I will take her place in the city of Jerusalem. Fleur Hassan Nahum, shalom, shalom. A pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Shalom, shalom, and good morning to everyone. Well, and honestly, I would love you to be deputy mayor of Jerusalem for a week. I really think you could bring something different to the role. I really do.
Well, I appreciate that very much. At the minimum, I'd love to be able to make at least one dramatic speech in the city council, that I can tell you. Fleur, before we talk about the initiative, and obviously it's very important, I really do think there are people in this audience that can be helpful. Bring us up to date. You know why we're going next week. We're going to continue to bridge the gap between Israel and the diaspora. It's very important that people here understand what our brothers and sisters are going through, the displaced families, those who are sitting Shiva and observing Shloshim, those who are sitting through the immediate news of soldiers being taken from us on a daily basis, and of course, those who are praying that the abducted, the kidnapped, their friends and relatives who are not with them because they're being held by the enemy, that they be returned as soon as possible. What could you tell us about the mood in Israel today?
You know, yesterday was the, let's say, the secular Shloshim, and we are mourning. We are mourning. We are mourning many different things. We're mourning people, of course, the people who we've lost. We are mourning the kind of end of innocence, in a way. You know, I think the brutality of the attacks are something that we never imagined would happen in the soil of the state of Israel. That's why we created the state of Israel. So these brutalities that happened to us in the Shoah would never happen again. And even though you can't compare it with the Shoah because of the magnitude, but the brutality is something that a lot of us are having a lot of trouble fathoming. And then because this is a small country, it's less than 10 million people, like you said, are going to shivas. People are going to funerals. People are going to rallies for the release of the hostages. People are trying to help and support hostage families who are going through a living hell, torture 24/7. And so we're down, but we are resilient and we're defiant, and we're all very busy with a million initiatives so that we can be helpful to the war effort, helpful to anybody who needs us, and try and recover and win this war that we did not want, we did not start, and that was brutally launched against us on the 7th of October. So that's where we're at.
You know what's happening around the world. Just as an example, I could tell you that every other day, some major city, multiple major cities in the United States, forget about Europe and other parts of the world for a moment, have these Free Palestine rallies dominated by people who probably don't even know what the issues are, frankly, and whose morality and values have to be questioned. And of course, as you know, even though we have, thank God, world leaders that are supportive of the war effort against Hamas, nonetheless, in the halls of government in the United States, in the corporate world in the United States, on college campuses in the United States, there is an open anti-Semitism that we have never seen before. Now, as I mentioned, you're in touch now, probably more than ever, with a number of people, journalists, media personalities, who are speaking to you about the issues and want to hear from people like you, you know, the Israeli perspective. What is the feeling among those who you speak with and those who are observing all of what I just described regarding Jewish presence in countries like this one going forward?
Well, I think everybody's a little bit shocked at the level of Jew hatred that a massacre done against us has launched, because the rallies started even before Israel started its retaliations. The rally started at memorial services for the massacre, you know, the day after. Yeah. And I think that I think countries and governments where this is happening, well, the good news is this: the governments are standing strong with Israel. Okay, the bad news is, mainly for them and unfortunately for the Jewish community, but I think more for these countries, they've had a crazy awakening of the amount of radical Islam that are in their countries, coupled with the toxic, woke, so-called liberals, because real liberals would not be doing that. So-called liberals on the extreme left. So it's a toxic cocktail of Islamic fundamentalism, which is bigger than people imagine. People always say, no, it's fringe, you know, it's only some people. Well, no, I think the world is seeing that it's actually not fringe at all. It's bigger than they thought. And it's a big problem for them too, because they're starting with us. They're never going to end with us. It always starts with the Jews, never finishes with the Jews. So I think in all these countries, I mean, just to tell you what's going on in the UK.
Yeah.
And some Americans don't realize this Shabbat in the UK is the 11th of the 11th, which is Armistice Day. It's the day that commemorates two world wars and the fallen in the two world wars that the British, of course, led and won.
Right. Here we have we have Veterans Day on Saturday, right?
Exactly. So this is what the so-called pro-Palestinian protesters have asked to do a protest on Armistice Day and to go past their main memorial statue. And the British government had to decide whether it's going ahead or not going ahead. The last I heard, it is going ahead, but they're trying to reroute it. But imagine on Veterans Day, yeah, right, in America, yep, if you had the largest ever jihadi pro-Palestinian protest going to your main memorial sites and protesting there. What a level of disrespect for the country in which they live. Do you ever imagine Jews who come into countries and we're productive and we integrate and we advance the societies that we're in? Imagine what they're doing is the opposite, is spitting in the faces of the countries where they live. Many of them born in these countries, and spitting in the face of the people who fought bravely in order to save the free world twice. That's what's happening in the UK. This is a huge wake-up call for the UK public and for the government.
And it's amazing how government officials and people with values and morals, it's amazing how their eyes are shut and they don't see this. It's just incredible. I see you and I, of course, you know, joked around about me being in Israel and you being here. I'm assuming that, I don't know if this was a planned trip or not, but I'm assuming that one of the main purposes is for you to be in Washington on Tuesday, correct?
Well, actually, I was planning on coming because I was invited by the New York Federation to address their largest women's conference. So I was coming anyway. And then this gets announced, and I said to a friend, let's go. So she already booked us tickets, right, to Washington from New York. And so I'm very, very proud that I'm going to be marching with American Jews for Israel. And I'm really looking forward to that. We all need that type of show of support. I'm sure there'll be other Israeli officials there apart from me. And so I'm really looking forward to that.
Oh, we're working very hard to get that crowd to be as large as possible. Trust me. I mean, we have some experience at this with all the Washington rallies over the years. And I'm hoping and praying that there's a tremendous showing in D.C. on Tuesday. All right. So Fleur Hassan Nahum is with us, Deputy Mayor of Jerusalem, of course. And the initiative, as I understand it, is pretty simple. Essentially, anybody in this audience or anybody around the world who owns an apartment or has control over an apartment in Israel, what they have can be very, very valuable at this time. Fleur, explain the situation.
Yes. So Jerusalem has become essentially one of the main cities of refuge for the evacuees from the south and also the north. Now, you have to understand, this is a big problem now in Israel. It's 250,000 evacuees. And they're going to different places, mainly the tourist towns that are not affected. So many in the Dead Sea, many in Jerusalem. We're reaching 50,000 very soon, and we've got 70 hotels already filled with evacuees, and we're running out of space, and we don't want them to end up in, God forbid, tents or temporary accommodation of that sort. And so a couple of weeks ago, I started an initiative called Open Doors, by which I ask Jews who have different, who have apartments here in Jerusalem, to open their doors to the evacuees. You know, we have a contract in place. We have some type of insurance in place so people feel comfortable to do it. And we will pick the families that need it. And people can decide what type of family they want. I mean, do they want little kids? Do they not want little kids? It's completely legitimate. But I know that so many wonderful Zionist Jews around the world have apartments in the city. And so I asked them to do so. My mother, Alea Shalom, had an apartment in the city. My mother passed away a year ago. So the first thing I did was open up her empty apartment to a family from the south that came literally running. When they arrived to my mother's apartment, they had one towel between five people. They came with nothing. They ran. And so I ask everybody to follow in the example and to be part of this initiative. It's called Open Doors. We have a website, www.opendoorisrael.com, opendoorisrael.com, and an email, ourhomefront2023@gmail.com. So if people want to be in touch with me, I'm also very easy to get in touch with, as you know. And please also, you can message me on Instagram or Twitter or wherever you can find me. This small Jewish world, most people have my number. I'm not going to announce it on the radio show, but you can find me if you want me.
Well, if they email me and I think it's legit, I'll be more than happy to give out your contact information. Flor Hassan Nahum has made us aware of a very, very important initiative and, honestly, a very easy one for those who own property, specifically apartments in Jerusalem, and I would guess other areas of Israel as well, but obviously for the reason she mentioned, the Jerusalem ones are really key in this operation. It's opendoorisrael.com, opendoorisrael.com. They are simply asking for apartments that are empty to be utilized for families that are now refugees. If you could do that, it's an amazing mitzvah. Talk about achnasas archim. It's an amazing mitzvah. It's an incredible gesture. And if you're not planning on using the apartment until Pesach, that's many, many months, many months. God forbid it should last this long, but you know what I'm saying. It's a good stretch of time that people could utilize it to their advantage. Opendoorisrael.com. Did you say the email is homefront2023@gmail? Was that it?
Homefront. Our homefront 2023 at gmail.com.
And again, the website, opendoorisrael.com. And because of the needs of some of the people that are refugees, are you raising money through this effort? This is specifically just to address people who have properties and you're trying to make these arrangements for them to lend them out for a period of time to the refugees?
There's many different wonderful organizations raising money. I'm not raising money. I'm just looking for empty apartments to put people in. This shouldn't cost any money. We've already gotten the services of lawyers for the contracts and all of that for free. Everybody's volunteering their time. I've got people working on it who are volunteering their time. And so it does. I'm not raising money. I'm simply raising apartments.
Right. And awareness, frankly. There are people listening right now who I'm sure are hesitant to go ahead with this.
I don't blame them because somebody's home could have, you know, unique things, and that's why we wanted to make sure that we had a contract in place, and the people who are lending out their homes they're in control, so they can decide. Everything. They can decide what type of family they want. They can say, I don't want little kids. Fair enough. I've got too many, I don't know, glass sculptures and I don't want little kids. I totally understand that. So people are in control. People are in control if they want to take any payments for example, bills. Right. They are in control. And the contract is very flexible, but it's there to protect them. And some level of insurance, which most people have anyway.
Right.
But again, we want people to feel comfortable, and the people who want to feel comfortable, we are putting in people who we feel also are decent people who need the help. Let me just tell you my example. I had a family in my mother's apartment, like I said, which was empty. And after 2 weeks, they call me up and they're like, Fleur, thank you so much. We're leaving. I'm like, where are you going? She said, well, us and a bunch of other young families have found a little moshav near Jerusalem, and we found a school for our kids, and we want to start getting on with our lives.
It's a better fit. It's a better fit for them, yeah. Right?
But yes, but they took them 2 weeks to kind of regroup, right, and think of the next step, right, and that's all they needed. And some people will need longer. Right. So again, the person who owns the apartment is in control. If you say, I'm giving my apartment for a month it is. Right. And that's how it goes.
OpenDoorIsrael.com, OpenDoorIsrael.com, OurHomefront2023@gmail.com, OurHomefront2023@gmail.com. If you own an apartment in Yerushalayim, be in touch with them. You could do an amazing and incredible mitzvah for a family in need. Fleur, have a good trip to the U.S. Hope to see you.
Thank you, Nachum. Have a good trip to the Holy City, and maybe we'll cross each other in the air.
You never know. Otherwise, I look forward to reconvening and reuniting with you in the Holy City of Jerusalem at some point.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Nachum.
Kol HaKavod. OpenDoorIsrael.com, everybody. OpenDoorIsrael.com. More coming up. It's JM in the AM.